All right, good morning. This will be a short broadcast this morning, but I just want to give a quick update because here we are, morning of May 1st. We know that William Barr is going to be appearing before the Senate Judicial Committee this morning, 8 a.m. Central Time, 9 a.m. Eastern, about an hour and a half from now. And we knew that something was going to be coming up this week that would create an attempt to create a hiccup in all this process. We already saw one earlier. We knew the Senate one wouldn't be the hiccup. We figured that the House would be, and sure enough, it was. They came up with a new set of rules that they wanted to be able to follow. They wanted to be able to have the public hearing followed up by private counsel meetings and the like. And we knew all of that was going to happen. And so Barr comes in and says, no, I'm not going to appear at that unless we agree to the other terms. So he counters it. And because he countered it and he's holding his place and they know that they can't divert him from that because he's the man, they come up with this other thing. So yesterday, Robert Mueller comes out with his letter to Barr, okay, which he knew would be publicly released, saying that Barr misrepresented the feel, the scope, the detail, whatever the heck it is that he wants to refer to it as, of his report. That Barr misrepresented the report. Now, I've read the report. Most of us have read the report at this point. And he didn't misrepresent anything. But this is intended to give fuel to the minority Democrats going into Barr's testimony or briefing, debriefing this week. And so since they couldn't rearrange the meeting and create a political stir that way, they bring in Mueller to try and muddy up everything this way. They're trying to do anything they can, first of all, to give the Democrats something to chew on to spit back at Barr. And they're trying to do damage control. One of the things that's going on is that you realize that Horowitz resigns effectively on the 17th. He's out. Okay? That gives us the next 2 weeks. Within the next 2 weeks, realistically what's going to happen is Horowitz is going to release his report. Democrats know his report is going to be damaging. So they're doing everything they can now this week to create their stir. Now they've tried having shootings, they've tried having all kinds of issues go on. And the truth is, they're being overshadowed here in the States by Venezuela right now. Okay? Everybody's focusing in on watching the uprise going on in Venezuela. They're not interested in all these so-called shootings in these schools and in these city-populated areas. Okay? Nobody pays attention to these anymore. You hear about a shooting, it's almost like hearing a car alarm go off somewhere. We're so used to them being there at this point that we ignore them. There's so many of these things that we're like, oh, wow, there's been another. And you keep moving. You don't tune in. You don't distract yourself from other things. You just move on. And we've also figured out in most cases these are false flags. The whole Southern California mess that's going on, all it does is make the point that you've got some former U.S. military who converts to Islam and wants to shoot up everybody that isn't Islamic. Okay, not a new story, and certainly not a story that the Democrats, that the liberals, want spread. So all of this isn't working. All of these things aren't working. So they bring in Mueller, and Mueller does his thing. And the truth is, it's not going anywhere either. We're going to hear Barr today in front of the Senate. You're going to have Lindsey Graham chairing this thing. You're going to get to hear a lot of info today that is factual. What's going to happen tomorrow is going to be a circus. Now, the part of today that could be a circus is every time the minority gets the microphone for 5 minutes. they're not going to want to ask him direct questions that are actually relevant to anything. And we know this. They're not going to want to ask relevant questions. They're going to want to ask stupid things. Or they're going to want to soapbox issues. And so we know we're not going to get anything relevant. Now, they're going to try to poke holes in Barr, and they're going to try to claim that, well, Mueller says that your view of the report is different. It doesn't matter. Everybody's seen the report. It doesn't change what's in the report. Regardless of how anybody on the outside interprets it, it's still the same report. Now, we know that there are other reports coming out of figures like John Brennan who are about to be indicted. CIA figures coming out anonymously and reporting that they believe that that's going to happen. We know that there are primary figures that are going to end up being indicted. Now, will it go all the way up to Obama? Don't know. Only time will tell. I think that you will see most of these folks will be implicated to such a strong extent that if they don't serve time, they will be forever damaged publicly. I don't think everybody's going to serve time. Okay, I think the possibility of that is pretty slim. Does it mean that you can't do things that are powerful historically involving this? Absolutely you can. There is no rule that says that you cannot impeach a former president, first of all. But impeachment is a slap on the wrist. It's something that shows up in the history books, but nobody remembers why. And that's not going to get us anywhere. But what is going to happen is the reality of how deceptive the high figures in the FBI, in the DOJ, in general, were under the Obama administration is going to play out. As a result of that, it is going to play out against Hillary Clinton, against their foundation, and so forth. So it's going to tarnish that reputation even further. And it's going to add some credence to all the Hillary haters. Will she serve time? She may not serve time for that. She may be penalized for certain things. Never know. Okay? We do know that there is one figure that is from the Obama administration who has already pled guilty to items that can definitely be seen as treason. So we could have tribunal / execution of at least one Obama official that we know of. So there will be others that will follow. And it's not a high figure, but it's the reality of it. It's preparing people for the possibility of these things. You're not seeing people back Obama the way that they were a year, 2 years ago. He's not the rock star now that he was 2 years ago in the liberal mindset. Because they know it's damaged. If they praise Obama, and Obama's connected with Hillary's email issue alone, that alone, it damages the whole system. We also know that if Hillary goes down, she's taken everybody down with her that she can. She's declared that in the past, and we see no reason to believe that she's going to change her mindset from that. Okay? These are all things that are going to lead to a massive amount of ugliness as this plays out. And technically, it all begins in the public format today in that Senate Judiciary Committee. The legitimate stages of this play out officially on camera to the American public, to the world, today, May 1st. And it'll be interesting to see where it goes. But you still have to remain patient for the end results. It takes time to make sure everything's lined up. You've got to have public opinion that follows along with it as well. If you don't have the correct understanding from the public, it backfires. But this is where we are. And they're running out of game plans. And so you're ending up with things like Mueller's letter to Barr yesterday. Okay, it is all connected together. I'll give my commentary in some format, either through Instagram, Facebook, or through this podcast after it's over. So stay diligent. God bless.